To help support this podcast
and get exclusive bonus content and rewards,
make a monthly pledge at
patreon.com/universebox.
And remember to think outside. Greetings from Storybrooke. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Amory DeSimone.
And we're back for another Once Upon a Time Season 1 commentary.
Season 1 commentary.
We've been carrying this flag since last summer. We're almost through all 22 episodes of
flag.
Season 1.
Wait, hold on. Here we go. I'll use this.
Heroes and villains flag there. Heroes and villains.
No, just heroes.
Or just heroes. Just that's heroes. Fair. No, but we're so glad you're joining us, us. And yeah, this is a big part of our big summer break and everything. If you haven't ever listened to one of these commentaries before, a couple words of warning. Number one, if you're planning on, you're like, hey, they're doing a commentary, I'm just going to listen to this while I'm jogging or doing my job or something. Don't. You're insane.
Don't. It's
people
not going to
work.
People
do this. And
we don't understand how it works.
We always hear bad things. Like
they're like, why were there these big giant pauses? Mm-hmm. Well, that's because we're watching the episode.
They're like, I listened to the Greetings from Storybrooke commentary, and then this weird monkey's paw showed up, and I made a wish, and it had all sorts of ironic consequences. You know, just don't do it.
Don't do it.
But we're if you do want to do it, though, we are trying a little something different with the video versions over mm-hmm. at youtube.universebox.com, where we're going to put a still image about every 30 seconds timed
40,
out
something like that.
From the episode. So it might give you more of a sense of what's going on in the episode and what we're talking about and making jokes about. So
exactly.
If you want to try that, we're trying to figure out some way to make the video versions interesting. Just
yeah, so we're doing that.
We're making
pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Us and our magic juice.
We try to be goofy and make jokes with the cameras and stuff. But okay, so if you haven't done one of these commentaries before, the way we make sure we sync up and everything, and we're using the DVD versions of Once Upon a Time Season 1, but it should work with the Netflix versions, Blu-ray, Amazon, iTunes. Mm-hmm. All that kind of stuff. Basically, what we'll do is I'll go 3, 2, 1, go. 3, 2, 1, go. And on go, you hit play.
And there we go.
And the episode begins. And hopefully we'll be synced up. But along the way, right there at the beginning, anytime any text appears on screen, me and Anne-Marie will say the text.
We'll scream it and try and beat each other to the punch.
Yeah, as soon as it shows up. So that way, hopefully, if you're not quite in sync. And I know sometimes like Netflix has that weird little intro they do sometimes and stuff where that's not on the DVD. Hopefully you'll be able
figure
to sync it up and everything.
After the first one, you should get it. So,
we always like to mention what magic juice we're drinking for these. Anne-Marie, what magic juice are you drinking
today? I am drinking a bit of a spritzer, the birthday cake cheesecake wine from the round table, with a little bit of fruit and a little bit of bubble water, because this stuff was way too sweet for me to drink all on its own.
Fair enough.
How about you, Bill?
And as for me, I have a Calicero del Diablo, wine of the devil. So
is that really wine?
I have no idea.
We just know Diablo's the devil.
Yeah, Diablo's the devil. So I'm just going to assume it's wine of the devil or drink of the devil.
Sure somebody will let us know what
that is. Cabernet of the devil.
Cabernet of the devil.
Cabernet of the devil.
Look, and I'm like monkey pawing it.
Yeah, because... Calicero is French for Cabernet. No, I'm kidding. Okay. All right. Well, let's see here. We're going to go ahead and switch over.
No, I'm going to get your nose.
All right. Okay. The audio listeners are not going to appreciate the visual jokes.
I like the visual jokes.
I know, which is why they should be watching the video, right? YouTube.universebox.com.
But split screen it.
We're going to go ahead and get started with Season 1, Episode 6, The Shepherd.
The Shepherd. See how this goes.
Okay, we're going to do the countdown in three, two, one, go.
Boom.
There is a town in Maine. This does have the intro.
I was just about to say, we have these things.
Yeah, it's like sometimes they just have random episodes that don't have them.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Curse
Cloud.
We should probably mention that this is our second time recording this episode.
Yeah.
Actually, our third time.
Because
we had a false start today. We had some major tech fails when my hard drive was failing a couple months ago. So we recorded most of this commentary already.
Here we go. Once upon a time. Hey, look, is that a dragon?
That is a dragon.
I love dragons.
Hey, dragon. The Dragging the Dragon.
Dragging the Dragon. Welcome Home, David.
An ABC Studios production.
Jennifer Morrison.
Charming is an old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Lana Freya. Josh Dallas. And we missed Jared S. Gilmore. Sorry about that. But the Nolans.
Yay!
The name Nolan always makes me think of Nolan Ryan.
Yes! I was going to say that, but then it's a sports reference, but you get that one.
I grew up in Texas, so I get that one.
He was my dad's favorite, or one of my dad's favorites.
When I was followed it, he was my favorite.
Hello, Dr. Whale.
It's Dr. Whale. That name again is Dr. Whale. Hey, Charming, sorry I had a date with your wife.
Yeah. Itty pitty Jared Gilmore.
Yes. For some reason, invited to this party.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he did kind of come in and read to him and stuff, didn't he?
No, he sent Mary Margaret.
I don't know. Now it's because we did like most of the first five or six episodes all in a row, and then it's been months since we've seen.
Because we messed this one up.
Yeah.
I remember hating this blue jacket, and you know what? I still hate this blue jacket.
That's why they went with the red and stuck with it.
The red looked good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, they have tray past hors d'oeuvres?
If you're not wearing red, you might as well stay in bed, Emma Swan. They do. Baby carrots on toothpicks.
Mm-hmm. Apparently it's a sword.
Now, is that a baby carrot or a cocktail weenie?
That's a baby carrot.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
We should add that to the trivia page on Wiki.
You should. Oh, that short hair.
Just don't talk. Your husband. I'm doing air quotes.
Husband. No, you don't.
Ironically, let me tell you in flashback.
Ready? And... Mm-hmm. Nope.
He was a stable boy. He said he was an able boy. Who was that? Avril Lavigne?
Levine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Avril Lavigne, Adam Levine.
Yes! There you go! Look at your pop culture references.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay, I really hate the short hair on Regina.
Mm-hmm.
And I despise the flower wallpaper in the kitchen.
I also don't like your attitude.
Yeah, well,
seems pretty evil. I don't like that guy's shirt in the background. Oh, he's gone now.
I love the fact that he just went to Mary. Or where did he? Yeah.
Yep. He's like, I'm just going to ditch out on my own a welcome back party. Go flirt with this teacher.
Yeah.
And this is why she had that written on her car in Dreamy.
Yes.
Things like this, Mary Margaret.
She didn't do it, though. Also, this is roughly when they started dating IRL.
Mm-hmm.
When he was married.
I'm almost... I almost want to say she moves a little closer... moves towards him before the breakup thing and everything. Mm. So I remember them being equally to blame for the weird
whoever
Catherine
married
situation.
Catherine was not me. I choose you. Oh. Hey, you know what? This is sort of
Snow White. I choose you.
this is kind of like the whole Robin and Regina and Marion. I choose you. Screw the fact that I'm married to this person.
I can see that. I can see that.
Bringing it back. And we missed that entire exchange now, though.
That's fine. That's how these roll.
Flashback. Oh.
Oh, yeah, because this is the origin of how he became Charming.
Oh, that's right, because he's not... This is not actually Charming. This is his evil twin brother.
Yes. Who will die shortly after all this goes down.
And this horrible, horrible green screen work.
Oh, come on. There's been worse.
There has been, but this is pretty bad. Worse.
Although season one is better across the board, like for CGI, I think.
Really?
In a lot of ways. Other ways, not so much. Because
we knew they didn't have the budget then?
Yeah.
So we were more forgiving?
They didn't attempt as many CGI characters in season one. Okay. Kills them.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Really? There was an audience?
They were doing a performance of Henry V. Guy on the left, totally comfortable walking around in robes like that. Guy on the right, not so much.
Well, guy on the left has long curly hair. Guy on the right, bald.
Mm-hmm.
So,
guy on the left, Scorpio. Guy on the right, Aquarius.
Yeah, well.
Gold.
And my kingdom needs gold.
Lots and lots of gold.
Oh, that's right. It's Midas.
He's got that Midas touch. Wow, wow. Your sword, my lady. Wow, 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 wow. Now slap him.
Slap up.
Slap the fake charming. That was exactly the laugh he did.
Yeah. Where is my glove?
And you'll need me to do it. If I'm not here, you guys are pretty much... Uh-oh.
Womp, womp.
What happened there? The prehistoric Viking with the spear on the rock field.
Yeah, you're dead, homie.
Yep, pretty much.
Yep, yep. Ah, the round table.
Yes. Goodbye, my son.
Kind of looks like Falcone. Wrong show.
You keep bleeding different worlds. I wonder if Gotham's a door in the hat.
I'm okay with that.
Wipe these fake tears off my face and then we'll move on.
Uh-huh.
Why doesn't he just get the gold from Rumpel?
Yeah.
Maybe he does and I've just forgotten.
I don't think so.
The crocodile.
Always with the crocodile.
He looks very crocodile-y in that jacket. He hasn't worn that costume in a while.
Mm-mm.
Well, like in flashbacks or anything either.
Let's make a deal.
You'll never fix a deal with Rumpelstiltskin gone wrong by making another deal.
Nope.
Oh, we saw that.
Ah, yes.
In the Cinderella episode.
Cinderella, Cinderella. Slay the dragon.
Kill the beast.
He's dead.
Maybe this is the dragon that fathered Lily.
Oh.
That could be nice. Nice little tie back around there. And then
Lily's timing's wrong.
Because then Lily would have another reason to hate Charming because Charming would have killed her dad.
The timing doesn't work.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know the gestation period of a dragon.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I guess this would probably be...
It's a long time before.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's got to be at least a year.
That was a good theory, though, Bill.
It was good. I liked it.
That was a good theory, Bill. Sorry it didn't work out for you.
His twin brother.
I'm distancing myself from the idea by referring to myself in the third person. It's complicated. Ah, there's the cover for our...
Yes, that's some awful hair.
Yes.
And that weird capelet.
It's probably like, I wonder if Anna made it home okay. Enough with the blue jacket, Emma. There, thank you.
There it goes.
That was pretty quick.
Yeah.
That was pretty easy.
Okay, so wait, did she change since he was there? Stop cleaning and have a drink.
That sounds like a...
That sounds like an order.
Yep. Drink.
Drink. I want what they're having, though.
Well, I want what I'm having. This is good. Mm-hmm. Good wine.
Good. Mine's actually pretty good since I, you know, cut it severely.
I like their glasses.
I know. Those must have come through in the curse.
Mm-hmm.
I like her hair, though.
Cheers. I cheers them. Ooh, fancy transition into the Nolan house.
Yeah. He's like, hold on, let me look at these pictures and try and remember this while I drink a beer.
Hey, sorry, I'm thinking about this teacher. You think you can give me a couple minutes here? So did Regina just generate those with magic, I guess?
She had to have.
I can imagine as the curse was being cast, her like posing people for photographs and stuff. Okay, now pretend like you love each other. Okay? 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 Okay. Off
hold
the story
it,
brick
hold
with
it.
You.
Okay.
That's not talking.
That is not talking, and he does not seem interested.
Mary Margaret isn't going to like that, Yogi.
Nope. Not so much. Yep.
Is your stab wound hurting, Charming? It's burning. That's how he knows it's wrong.
Now he's just running in a field chasing a lamb. His one little lamb. Where's his horse? His prized father's horse.
I love you, Lammy. Someone offered me $25 to kill you. Matchmaker.
Matchmaker, matchmaker.
No, they just said we could have these vegetables, but yeah. I thought that was cool. Because I was hungry. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I wanted these leeks. All right, well, get on it, man.
I want to marry for looks. I want to find someone who's really, really attractive and
marry
her.
I need a really, really pretty girl.
Giggle, giggle. I like that because when they showed him before, he wasn't standing like that with his hands like that. Then all of a sudden he was. And now he's just stewing. Because mm-hmm. It's pretty messed up mm-hmm. what I did. They arrest people for selling babies. That's why I didn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. There was no selling. It was just trading.
It was a barter. But in a society where a barter system is the predominant trading system, Wouldn't that be considered selling?
Yes.
Trading?
Hey, I wonder how his skills are. How long it's been since... What's her face has been there? Joan.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Because she's the one who taught him to sword fight.
He's obviously not confident enough to take on a dragon. Trivia, this field is where they shot the cordial scene in Anne of Green Gables.
What?
I'm kidding.
No, don't do that to people.
I'm doing fake trivia.
Don't do fake trivia today. However, I want his cloak.
Trivia, Charming stole that hair off one of the cast members of Dawson's Creek back in 1998.
Oh, Pacey. Yeah. Actually, yeah. Pacey. That was Pacey. Welcome home, John Doe.
They know his name now. You don't have to call him John Doe anymore.
Oh.
Brown chicka wow whale.
Hello, Dr. Whale.
Actually, it was.
Yeah.
The mayor wants me to date you for some reason.
I don't know why. It's just... And there she is. Weird.
I saw the look they gave each other. You know, I always thought Whale was a villain just because of how tight he was with Regina. Mm-hmm. Like, I figured, like, anyone that Regina, under the curse, put in that close proximity to her and, like, with the plans and everything, had to be kind of a villain.
A little bit.
But he was Dr. Frankenstein. Awesome. Bye, Regina.
I wonder if we'll get Tiana. Hi, Rapunzel. Regina. She's so nervous that they'll figure it out.
So before you do something that can't be undone, do you like the shade of lipstick on me? Because I think it looks my face look a little flat. Aren't I handsome? A legend of Misthaven.
The legend of Misthaven.
Tell the tale of Philosopher Charming in the land of Misthaven.
Okay.
He was given a sword when his brother was killed again and again and again. Oh! Whoa, dragon. Yeah,
that's a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
So it's the lead up, you know, with the wagon wheels and the skeletons and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Burnt corpses.
Oh, I gotta love a burnt corpse. All these guys on
burnt
a suicide.
Corpse, drink.
Drink! Boop.
Anytime you see a burnt corpse, you gotta drink. That's the rule.
Well, we'll be drunk here in a minute. Mm-hmm. Burnt corpse.
Drink. The Dragon Slayer or the Dragon's Lair?
Lair. Slayer.
Dragon's It's weird that Lair. Those two common terms sound so similar. Like, you think they would have differentiated them a little bit. Like, call it a Dragon Killer instead of a Dragon Slayer. Meh. Or call it a Dragon's Home instead of a Dragon's Lair.
Yep. Found a corpse!
Oh, drink. Drink on the corpses.
Does he even have a sword?
Nope.
He's just going after a dragon?
He's like, I'll just run in there. Oh, oh, he's helping the guy. He doesn't want us to drink anymore. He's like, you guys have had too much. We can't have another burnt corpse.
Uh-oh. Swords.
S-words.
Yes. Exactly.
Exactly. Dragon exactly.
Oh. Ah! Oh. Corpse.
Corpse.
Drink.
Drink.
Stay here. Don't die. Pardon me. Let me take your charred soul.
The same corpse, but we're drinking again.
Still drinking. Really?
Metal's hot when it's near fire. Who'da thunk? Who'da funk it?
Who'da thunk it? Isn't that the gold one?
I just wanted to talk. Why are you guys here at my dragon house? Are you a dragon killer? Head chop off.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da.
I've had to do that to a few lizards in my day.
You have. I bet you'll have to get more.
I did.
In the other place.
Probably. I'm a lizard killer.
Look at him. He's like... Let me lean on this door. However, I love this elementary
school. He's like, room. Hey, what's up? Did you hear that I left my wife, Hanan?
I'm looking a little rough.
My marriage doesn't matter to me. Why should it matter to you, Snow? Oh, he doesn't know to call her Snow yet. Apologies.
Get out!
Snow White, I choose you!
It does seem weird that a private school, they have uniforms, and she gets to wear whatever she wants.
Any more weird than a private school that's about to go under because they can't sell enough candles because they bought too much helium?
It had nothing to do with the school. It was the
nuns who run the school.
Oh.
Oh, now it makes sense.
Now it does make sense. Mary Margaret, I choose you.
Oh, my Lanta. Whatever shall I do?
Oh.
Rip Graham.
50 Shades of Graham.
Drink.
Drink. Just cause.
Do you think this beard works on me? Or do you think I should shave it?
I should
it
shave it.
Or
I
trim
should
it?
Shave.
Trivia. That bear claw belongs to Pooh Bear.
That's awful!
Who they kill to get the bear claw from.
Oh my gosh, I need a weapon.
Corpse, drink.
There was no corpse?
That was Pooh Bear's detached claw. I want you to want me.
I need you to need me.
I think she should go back with Whale.
We were cursed. When did that even happen? Because, like, it wasn't a good date.
Yeah, I guess I would assume that...
Maybe they had the one-night stand before the date.
Well, I would assume it's maybe this, like, in-between time, like, after she kind of, like, comes back to him a little bit, and then... He's accused of killing and all that stuff's going on. I would assume it would be somewhere in there.
And that's when she sleeps with Whale.
Yeah.
Interesting.
CGI clock tower. It tells CGI time.
Oh. Oh, look.
Of course he turned it into gold. Hi, I'm King Midas. I just change everything into gold.
Just because. Look, they're all in gold.
That must be really heavy for them. Didn't he turn Catherine's boyfriend into... Yeah,
Frederick. And my daughter.
Salute him. Turn to gold.
He's got his thing on.
Ah, his gauntlet. His goldlet. Why isn't the gauntlet gold? He's touching it.
I think that it's probably multiple layers.
Oh, okay.
Like an onion.
Someone who definitely isn't standing in for his dead twin brother.
Nope, nope, definitely not. Incoming brat princess.
The brat, we'll call her. The brat.
The brat. And yet she's not wearing gold.
Beyond the valley of good and evil. She has a lot of feathers in her dress.
She really does, and they're annoying.
It's like she's hiding a chicken in it or something. Prince James, can you find my chicken? Do it or I'll kill you. Little pressure.
Just a little bit. And you would like it.
See, I was right. He's like, legit, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
No problem. You will die.
You and your mother will die.
Vroom.
Burp.
Vroom.
I like that he has a map.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's been in a coma. He doesn't know how to navigate the one street in Storybrooke. I didn't mean to startle you. I was just standing behind you, waiting for you to turn around. You could say that. But can you change ... your underwear?
What? Why underwear?
I don't know. My humor is devolving into middle school for some reason.
Please don't.
Okay.
And I think it's elementary school.
Probably. Yeah.
It really is.
I didn't go to middle school.
So you wouldn't know.
Exactly. Run, David, do, run.
Do. I don't really know what that is. I want that outfit. She's
she
so
looks
cute.
Yeah.
She looks so cute.
It's a nice, good color on her.
Mm-hmm.
And she got stood up. This is probably where it happens. If he stands her up, she's
But
like,
he's not trying to stand her up.
Because they set it up earlier, you know, because he was like, hey, you want to try that again? Yeah, I bet you this is when it happens. If I was a betting man.
And then, of course, Regina gives him wrong directions. He has no idea what he's doing here. Hello?
And just think, that MacGuffin from the Queens of Darkness is in the shop right now.
The what?
The one that Belle had or knew about.
Oh, the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Also a bunch of items from later in the season. There's a chip teacup.
A couple of them.
Chip. Chip.
Oh, Emma's mobile.
Mm-hmm. And the reason the unicorn was picked, we found out this season.
I forget what it was.
Because of the whole with the baby taking thing and the purity and yeah, all that. Or not purity, fertility?
Purity. Probably purity. Something. We'll have to rewatch that.
Or the unicorn prophesied that Emma had the greatest capacity for good.
Yes.
And,
yes.
We got it. That's a nice pocket square, Rumple.
You're obsessed with pocket squares.
I'm obsessed with pointing them out, yes. Mm-hmm. You're reading that right. I would never wear one.
Has Rumpel gained some weight recently? Oh.
I think he's just gotten 5 years older. Like, he doesn't look any heavier or anything. He just looks a little...
He looks different. He looks very different.
Like a little... This isn't meant as a dig or anything, but yeah, just a little jollier. It's probably just, you know, age. It happens. Happens to the best of us.
It's happening to me right now.
No. It just reminds you of the thing from the place.
The face in the place?
Exactly.
I remember.
I remember. Ha, ha, ha.
Horses, 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 horses.
He remembers his fake life. It's what he remembers, if I remember correctly. Spoilers. But if you haven't seen this episode yet, why are you listening to this commentary?
Entertainment.
This is like, there's a list of 15 things you should do with each of these episodes. The last one on the list, listen to the Greetings from Storybrooke commentary.
Yeah. But you should get there. Always get to that number 15.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's important. It's after first watch, second watch, third watch, annotations, snarky watch.
I'm sorry. Snarky watch is like number 2.
Watching it in reverse to see if there's any backmasking. Fashion critique.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Well, that's what you get tuned into these commentaries for.
The fashion critique.
Exactly.
What?
Midas wants to unite the kingdoms by marrying me. I ship Charming and Midas. Marming?
Goal.
Chidas? Chidas. I like Chidas.
Chidas. Ooh, that's freedom to choose is more important than anything.
Mm-hmm. And he's been all about choice all episode.
Well, no. Forget the episode. No, for in the future with the Yama, she didn't get to choose. They just took all the evil and they put it into Lily.
This is very true.
This is also why we watch these. Don't do it.
Run away from the king. Midas.
Mother.
I came here to tell you I'm doing it and I'm never going to talk to you again. And it's mainly because I don't like you as a person, Mother.
That's awful.
It's Charming. It's not me. Don't get upset with me.
No, it's you. It's not Charming.
No, it's totally Charming.
No, it's not Charming. Charming is Zen. Zen to the degree.
This is the origin of Zen Charming. Once he rejected the idea of family, he was able to find his Zen.
Wow.
Just wait until you meet a bandit in the woods and give it to her.
Yep.
I'm sure it'll turn out.
It's totally going to work out right.
Make sure she turns some trolls into some cockroaches first.
But then that changes.
Yes. Well, not really.
Yes, it does.
Someone still does, though. They still turn into cockroaches.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. Still not her, though. Then she turns into a ladybug.
And if you meet someone who you think is a transformed pirate, trust him.
Trust the pirate.
Trust the person who you think might be a transformed pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Disguise pirate. The stone in the ring is green. Wicked Witch confirmed. I don't know what that even means.
See?
The grass is green. Witch confirmed.
Think of Regina.
I'm going to try to pretend to be happy. Really happy. But I'm not happy. I'm actually about to kill somebody.
I don't know what's going
Probably.
On.
Probably. But it's okay. I'm happy.
I just don't know.
I just... No, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's good.
Neither do we. Stupid right thing to do. Stupid.
It's always messing up all the relationships really on this show.
I hate the right thing to do.
Oh.
Snap.
That's fine. I'm just going to kill Catherine. That's all. No, I mean, fine. I'm not.
I'm just going to go sleep with Whale.
I'm not
because I look cute and I don't want to waste this outfit. I've just been standing by a creek for a couple hours waiting for you. I didn't even sit down in heels.
I'm just going to go find Catherine's car on the way out of town and kill her. No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm kidding. I
pay no attention.
Where's this road? I've never seen it before.
Oh, snap. Who was that? Was that? Oh, that was Graham. It was Graham. Yeah. On a little evil Regal call.
I love the
taking a bite of the forbidden apple, as it were.
Yes, but no, but yes.
Not just that. She needed to talk too. It's all because you wore that blue jacket, Emma.
It's an awful jacket.
Just set you down a
and
dark
path. And
that's
why I never came back.
Mm-hmm.
Does not work.
She's blue. If she were red, she'd be okay.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. The witch is dead. Wicked witch confirmed.
I'm home, if you'll have me.
I thought I was rid of you. Mostly the false memories. I have those.
I have the false memories. The pictures actually are a little familiar now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I remember that we're supposed to be together, but not supposed to love each other. So, hey, can I come back in?
Can I come
inside? Thanks. I'm not going to love you.
I don't love you. I don't love you at all.
Just here.
But we'll work on this.
I'm supposed to.
There's a windmill involved.
I mean, for all I know, you're going to go hook up with some kid at the school or something like that, you know. That's what happens. That's where Frederick works. I think he's either a kid at the school, like a senior at the school, or like a janitor or something.
I don't remember.
I can't remember now.
No, he didn't come over. He's gold. He's turned to gold. He doesn't come.
No, but remember with the lady in the lake and all that stuff?
No, it's been so long.
We'll get there.
Eventually.
Until the curse comes. An era of mutual prosperity that will end almost immediately.
About a year and a half. Thank you, Daddy.
With everything but your hair. Because you could use a trim, mm-hmm. Honestly.
I'm not your son.
Thanks, bro.
Oh, she's so annoying.
And then Bandit Snow. Bandit Snowachusis.
Oh, no. Sorry, guys. Stop it.
It's what happened to the true love.
Incoming!
Was obliterated.
Hey, look, there's a bandit.
Hi, bandit. I'm going to shoot you.
Stop shooting the bandit. She's my favorite character.
Okay, sorry.
No.
Oh, wait, you said don't shoot her. Sorry.
Don't.
I'm going to hide up here until that flashback happens.
Until my daughter makes a noise and I fall.
Snow falls, I believe. Actually, that was the last commentary we released as of this point. Yeah,
literally just got it.
Nice. See, this is where it happens.
Ah, this is where it happened. We were cursed. Was she having a lemon drop?
I'm looking for someone to restart my heart. He's Frankenstein.
I know. Okay.
I need to reanimate my love life. Give it a little jolt, you know?
Can you stop?
I want that pie.
Yep. I like pie.
It's good pie.
Good pie, good pie.
Trivia. I'm about the same height as Dr. Whale.
Oh, yeah, you learned that now.
I did.
That's a
good, that's a true trivia
fact. Chatty McChatters.
Yes.
Yeah, that's totally where it happened. Oh, hey, that's the end of the episode.
That is. Question mark. Did they hook up? Did they not? Who knows?
We were cursed.
We won't find out until what? Season two or three?
Two.
Two? Two-ish?
Two.
Yeah, because that's when,
yeah,
all that stuff happens. No, but thank you guys for joining us for a commentary again. We actually made it through. No technical foul-ups.
Shh. It's not over yet.
It's impossible for it to happen now. We're at the end of the episode.
It's always possible. Don't say that.
Anne-Marie, where can people find you online?
You can find me on the Twitters at AMDSimone.
And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Bill Meek. So you can follow all of the podcasts we do at universebox.com and pick up my book, bit.ly/KingSparrow, I guess. Why not, right?
Why not? Pick it up.
Why not? Give it a little plug. So until next time, greetings from Storybrooke.
Greetings from Storybrooke.